After 6 weeks of that runaway gusher, finally something positive to report.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. BP says the latest attempt to capture the oil that's been spreading across the Gulf of Mexico is working, but it might not be time to celebrate just yet. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is live with me now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's the extent of the good news?
Well, over the weekend, this latest cap started siphoning more than 10,000 barrels a day up to a tanker on the surface. But that's still maybe just half the oil that's leaking out right now. In fact, if you want to see for yourself just how much is still gushing out of this thing, BP just made all of its underwater camera feeds public. But BP hopes this cap, if they can get it all sealed up, could eventually capture as much as 90% of the oil.
Now, it seems we've always had to ask during this story, what's the backup plan?
Well, you remember the top kill, that failed attempt to inject mud into the pipe and stop it up. Within a couple of weeks, BP hopes it can actually use that failed hardware, which is still attached, to try to reverse it and suck oil out instead. They've also got more giant steel top hat domes standing by. In other words, BP says the previously failed techniques might still come in handy, but they're warning oil will probably still be leaking until August.
It's been going on a long time already. What's it all costing?
Well, BP said today it has spent $1.25 billion so far on cleanup and containment. But investors are focusing on this good news, the progress on the spill, and BP shares are up this morning in Europe.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, BP shares may be up, but European markets are lower by roughly 0.33% at this hour. Asian stock markets tumbled today as well as investors remain nervous over weak U.S. employment figures and fresh fears that Europe's debt crisis is spreading to Hungary. Oil prices fell to near $70 a barrel today in Asia amid those fears of the European debt crisis. Wall Street will be trying to climb back from its third worst point decline of the year. That left the Dow Industrials below the 10,000 mark on Friday. The Canadian government is spending a whopping $1 billion on security for the G8 and G20 summits of the world's leading economies later this month. Part of that money will finance a giant fence around downtown Toronto, where the G20 will be. Anyone who wants to get through will have to have ID, as Marketplace's Sean Cole reports.
A couple of weeks ago, some activists held a press conference opposing the G20 and the summit in Toronto, and one of them said this.
The G20 summit in Toronto will create checkpoints in the city.
And I thought, oh, you're exaggerating. It's not going to create checkpoints in the city. And then the police said, no, really, we're going to create checkpoints in the city.
Yes.
Can you show me on this map?
So it's anybody...
Megan Gray is with the Toronto Police G20 planning team. She says people who want to get past the security fence downtown will have to show ID and say where they're going and why. But about 40,000 people who live and work in the area can apply for a special ID to get through faster. And many have.
It's almost like a credit card looking...
Can you use it like a credit card?
No, you can't use it like a credit card. It looks like a credit card.
Gray says the point is to make things easier on Torontonians. But the Canadian Civil Liberties Association wasn't pleased. Applying for the special passes means giving the cops your name and address. And normally, they would keep that information for a year. But Gray says they're not doing that in this case.
And the information will be destroyed immediately following the summit.
Totally swear.
Well, it's been put forward, and that's what we'll be doing. That's part of our plan.
I thought this might help put the locals at ease. But Albert Serfatti, who runs a printing shop within the perimeter, says that's not what he's worried about.
What I'm more worried about is losing business. Because that's what's going to happen. We're all going to take a hit. And everybody I spoke to in the area is not happy about it.
Besides, he says, suppose everybody who lives and works downtown does try to get through the fence with the express pass.
Does that mean there's going to be 300-400 people lining up to get in? Like, who knows? Nobody really knows. All I know, it's a pain.
And this is what I hear over and over again the more I talk with people in Toronto. We are in the dark, they say. Gray says the police are doing their best to keep everyone informed, but even they aren't sure yet how many checkpoints there will be or exactly when the fence will be locked. They do plan to hand out the special passes well before the summit, just in case they need to lock down downtown a week early. In Toronto, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com.
Yahoo wants to be everyone's friend on Facebook. The company is rolling out new features that will allow its users to view Facebook content on Yahoo sites. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports it's Yahoo's latest attempt to revive its business.
Yahoo's been in tech for about as long as many of us have been online. And technology analyst Barry Fox says that's a long time in digital years.
I'm old enough to remember when Yahoo was the main search engine.
Then came Google, and Yahoo's been losing market share ever since. Now, Fox says Yahoo is hoping to link up with Facebook and keep people plugged in that way. You won't have to leave Yahoo to know what your Facebook friends are doing. It'll also allow you to keep track of Yahoo services like the photo sharing site Flickr through your Facebook page. Fox says Yahoo needs to keep its business relevant, and to do that, it needs to keep eyeballs on its pages.
Really, what this is about, it's getting people to look at the advertising that is on these sites.
And for Facebook, this deal connects its nearly 500 million users back to Facebook in yet another way. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, a fond farewell to one of the pioneers of the business we call radio. Hyman Brown has died in New York at the age of 99. He created some of the most memorable shows in the heyday of radio, including this one in the 1940s, The Inner Sanctum Mysteries.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host to welcome you through the squeaking door. Draw up a tombstone and sit down. Don't mind the fact that we've carved your name on it.
Hyman Brown believed that television had nothing on radio. The New York Times quotes him as saying, "Creak the door open, and visually your head begins to go. The magic word is imagination." Whatever's on your mind, we welcome your thoughts at marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.